Welcome to Top Secrets of Promotional Product Sales. How to increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Now, David Blaze.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. In this issue, we'll discuss the critical importance of choosing the right suppliers. We'll mention a few of the shows at which I'll be speaking in 2006, and we'll answer a call that came in on the Top Secrets podcast line. All that and more coming up in this episode. In my weekly email newsletter, I often promote the live speaking engagements I have coming up, and I'm frequently asked, how come you're not speaking at this show or that show? Well, like most people, I tend to go where I'm invited. If I'm invited to speak at an event and we're able to put together an agreement that makes sense, I'll do it. If I'm not invited to speak at an event, then I don't speak there. It's pretty straightforward. So if I'm not on the agenda at a show you're attending, you can figure with 99.9% certainty that I just haven't been invited to speak there. However, I have been invited to speak at a lot of events so far in 2006. My dance card is filling up quite nicely, thank you. In addition to the private trainings for individual companies that I do, I'll be speaking at the ASI shows in Orlando. It's January 3rd and 4th. Dallas, February 8th and 9th. Las Vegas, March 22nd and 23rd. Philadelphia, May 23rd and 24th. And Chicago, July 11th and 12th. As additional appearances are scheduled, I'll be sure to keep you updated in this podcast. But today, I'd like to talk to you a bit about suppliers. Did you know that as much as 85% of customer service on any given job is performed by the supplier you select to provide the product? 85%! For that reason alone, it's absolutely vital that you select your suppliers carefully, utilize those who are excellent at consistently providing a particular type of product, and do everything you possibly can to use and recommend that supplier for every job you have for that type of product. You know, loyalty is a two-way street, and as distributors, we want and expect our clients to do business with us again and again when we're successful at meeting their needs. And yet, we very often fail to provide that same level of loyalty to suppliers who are successful at delivering for us. If you want a supplier to perform for you and be loyal to you, the smart move is for you to do that first. Perform for them, perform for your suppliers, and be loyal to them. That means using them consistently, recommending them, and certainly paying them on time. When you do these things, you'll be much more likely to receive better service and special treatment from them. You'll also be much more likely to qualify for preferential pricing. The industry is constantly changing and evolving. Companies are bought and sold. Customer service changes. We've got to pay close attention to how these changes affect our key suppliers. If a key supplier starts dropping the ball on orders, point it out to them. If problems persist, you may need to investigate other options. But to build a strong, solid distributorship, you need strong, solid suppliers. Make sure you have suppliers you can trust for all the top product categories like wearables, pens and pencils, glassware and ceramics, recognition awards, trophies, emblematic jewelry, clocks and watches, desk accessories, calendars, sporting goods, buttons, badges, ribbons, stickers, magnets, auto accessories, housewares, tools, food gifts, you get the picture. By consolidating your jobs among a smaller pool of reliable suppliers, you can often negotiate better pricing and margins because your orders are not spread out all over the industry, and you'll also spend a lot less time filling out credit applications. Also, your customers will receive consistently better results. In the Top Secrets of Promotional Product Sales Training System, we provide specific recommendations on how to develop a constantly improving supplier network so you can learn how to keep more money on sales that you're already making. For details, please don't hesitate to give us a call. But for right now, let's go to the phones.
Hi, David. This is Wendy Addis with McLean, Virginia. My question that I would love for you to address in a podcast is how to address a client's concern on return on investment. What kinds of programs can we put in place for them so they can measure the success of promotional programs and products that we sell? Thanks.
Thank you for the question, Wendy. You know, there are a lot of promotional products people who don't like the idea of measuring their results because they're afraid that the promotion they're recommending won't pull the way they hope it will and the way the client needs it to. But if we don't know whether or not the promotion is working and our clients don't know, then we have very little likelihood of getting a reorder. So it's very important for us to find out exactly what's working so we can do more of it and what's not working so that we can either help our clients to adapt it so it does work or so we can help them to avoid it like the plague so they don't do it again. But return on investment always starts with the purpose of the promotion. What is it that the promotion is designed to do? If a salesperson is using a promotional item to increase the number of appointments he or she gets, then success is measured in the number of additional appointments generated and how those appointments convert into sales. If a retail store is using a promotional item to get more traffic, then success is measured by the number of people who come in specifically for the purpose of getting the item and how much those people spend while they're there. You can create a customer acquisition program designed to get more clients through your customer's door. A customer reactivation program designed to get previous customers to buy from your client again. You can implement employee retention programs designed to keep employees happy so that your client doesn't have to constantly hire new people and train them. In each case, it's simply a matter of using a promotional item or a gift as an incentive to get people to take the action we want them to take. Our audio success system, Top Secrets of Multi-Million Dollar Producers, includes a lot more on this topic, so please feel free to check it out. If you have a comment or question for the podcast, please call 1-800-494-2721, extension 202, anytime, 24 hours a day. Now, if you're listening to this podcast as a straight audio file and you've not yet subscribed to it, I encourage you to do so today using either iTunes or Yahoo Podcasts. You can also listen to back issues of this podcast the same way, and the links are all included in the email portion of the newsletter. Also, chances are you know someone who would benefit from this information. Please feel free to forward it to them. If you need help increasing sales, improving profit margins, and growing your business on a guaranteed basis, please give us a call toll-free at 1-800-494-2721. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday. I'm David Blaze. Thanks for listening.
Increase sales, improve profit margins, and grow your business guaranteed. Top secrets of promotional product sales.